Hi, I'm Nancy Sutley. I'm the chair designee for the White House Council on Environmental Quality. I'm very excited to talk about the citizens briefing book submissions. I'm getting a lot of interesting submissions. One of the ones that's very popular, a lot of submissions on high-speed rail and on transit. When I talk to people and they ask me about what can they do to reduce their carbon footprint and to reduce their environmental impact, one of the very easy things many people can do is to use transit. Even just one day a week or replacing one car trip a week by using transit will help our environment and help lower your carbon footprint and your environmental impact. And high-speed rail is an idea that's really taking off across the country, a way of linking our communities together, making travel fast and efficient and environmentally have fewer environmental impacts. And I'm from California, and we just voted for high-speed rail, and we're very excited about it. So we'll be really excited to look into high-speed rail and to see what we can do to support high-speed rail and to support transit in the economic recovery package. Another area we've been getting a lot of submissions is on green jobs. And green jobs can be a whole range of things, from things as simple as people doing building retrofits to retrofit buildings to use less energy, to very high-tech things like installing solar panels or in even more high-tech areas like advanced biofuels and advanced biological processes for environmental remediation. There's a lot of opportunity to create green jobs and to train people for green jobs. And this also will be a focus of the economic recovery and stimulus package. And one last one that we've been getting a lot of submissions on is about energy efficiency. And energy efficiency, again, a very simple way to reduce your environmental impact, to reduce your carbon footprint by doing something even as simple as changing out a light bulb or putting insulation in your home or improving the insulation in your home. Buildings account for, depending on whose numbers you use, 30 to 40% of our greenhouse gas emissions and a really big energy use. I think next to transportation, one of the largest energy uses is building energy use. So anything we can do to improve energy efficiency from, again, very simple things like changing out light bulbs to more complicated things like changing out the heating and cooling system or installing smart technology that can help regulate the use of appliances and air conditioning and lighting in a building. These are all things we can do to improve our energy efficiency. And in the economic recovery and stimulus package, we'll see a lot of opportunity and a lot of resources put towards improving energy efficiency. Links up with green jobs. There's a lot of opportunity for green jobs to do building retrofits and to improve the energy efficiency of our buildings. Keep the submissions coming. They're great. We look forward to reading them and sharing them with the President-elect.